Wow, you've it's just it, no, you feel so clean, don't you? I understand this is why people take showers, but it is like a tangible, like feeling clean is like it's a sensation, you know? Yeah. No, I wasn't like dirty. I just woke up, but like I feel like cleaner now after taking a shower. Which, duh, obviously you would feel cleaner, but like, yeah, I. No, it just reminds me of something. Yeah, what they said. Yeah, about like it's like mindfulness or something. Well, before you laugh at me, it's true though. I think like there's all these sensations we feel in a day, and we don't really take account of them. We just you know, they happen, we feel them, but we don't really sit in them or like really engage with what they feel like. Yeah, like food, for example, like we like scarf down food, but we don't really think about, like, you know. Yeah, I'm just putting on my shirt. Ugh. Yeah, because like I don't know, people are telling me I should sit for like a couple minutes before I eat, like with the food in front of me. No, not so much that it's gonna let it go cold, but just enough to like look at it and appreciate it before you eat it. No, I want to start doing that. I think it's good. I think there's something to be said about taking your time. I feel like we're in a rush a lot of the times. No, not even just you. Me too. I think I'm in a rush all the time. I think I'm just like, we're going, and like that's life. Like, so many things are just coming at us. We have like all these. Not problems, but, you know, bills to pay, we have, like, obligations, we have all these things that we have to do, and it's not bad that we have to do them, but we have to do them, it's part of being in the society we live in, but I think a lot of that conditions us to go fast, to go quick, because we don't have enough time in a day, it feels like days zoom by, and, you know, then it's weeks, and months, and then years, and you know, and you look back and you're like, where did all that time go? Don't you feel that too? Yeah, I remember it a lot when I was in high school and middle school. I remember thinking and being like, wow, this year has just started. And then like smash cut to the end of the year. And I'm like, wow, it's over already? And the middle felt so long. But by the end of it, you don't even remember the middle. You hardly remember the beginning. And you're at the end, you know? Yeah. And I mean, we're out of school. Like, neither of us have entered a classroom in a long time. But I don't want to, like, throw away this time. No. I don't think I'm throwing away the time. But I think if I don't sit in it for a moment every so often and just, like, revel in it, that I'll lose it. That I'll lose time. And I don't want to lose time, especially with you. No, I mean that. We both have, like, such a limited time on this earth to spend with each other, and I don't want to just lose it all to just mundanity. I want to cherish it. Like, this moment right now, this moment we're having right now, like, we're sitting in it, and it's nice, and I'm holding your hand, and it's just nice. And I can just be in it, you know? But it's not wasting time. It's, you know, like I'm trying to like memorize the way your hand feels in mine, the way your hair looks, what you're wearing, all these things. I want to be able to like think back to this moment and remember it with the clarity that I'm experiencing it right now. Of course. I mean, you're not wrong, but you have to practice memory. You have to exercise that muscle, the muscle to remember. Because if you don't, you'll find yourself forgetting things you don't want to forget. Well, not necessarily forgetting, but not remembering them well enough. Like how old I was when I went and did this, or who was I with when I did that, or what year did that happen? You know, like those things. They just slip through. No, big things. Big things it's hard to forget, but the small, wonderful things you forget sometimes. Yeah, it's funny. We remember the bad stuff so easily. We can put a date on them. because they're like seared in our memory, but the happy stuff, the good stuff, the stuff that we want or should remember, those things become nebulous and unclear and unsure. And I don't want them to be. I want them to be fixed. I want those things seared into my memory. I want those things to be the things I remember. Not the bad, not the hard, the good, the happy. The ones that mean something, especially the stuff that means a lot. Yeah, like our first date. It wasn't so long ago, you know? It wasn't. 5 years ago was not that long. But do you remember what shirt I was wearing? I remember your dress. Well, the only reason I remember it was a dress was because I was like, ooh, it's a dress. And I was like, surprised. No, not in a bad way, but because I was, because you were telling me all week, you're like, oh, I bought these new shorts, I'm gonna wear these shorts on our date, and I fully expected it, and then you came in a dress and I was surprised. I loved it. I thought it was so pretty. I like how flowy it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, the restaurant's easy. Of course I remember the restaurant. We love that place. We go there all the time. I don't remember what we talked about. I remember some of it. I remember you being nervous. I remember I was nervous too. We were both nervous. Rightfully so. No, I mean, for me at least, because I didn't want to make a fool of myself, and I liked you a lot, and I was like, oh, I got it. She was like giving me a chance to go on a date with her, like, it, because I didn't think, I was like, oh man, this is my one shot, don't screw this up. No, and to my credit, I didn't screw it up, so I'm, you know, pat on my back for that. Of course I was nervous. Sometimes in life you only got one shot at things that really matter. I felt like my one shot at something that really mattered. I'm glad I took it. I'm even happier I remember it. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I mean, if you want to be more mindful with me, I would love that. Because this life is wonderful. I'm so happy in it. And I don't want to forget a single moment of it.